Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining us by telephone from the Flathead Valley is John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. Nice to talk with you once again.
Nice to be here, Michael. Thank you.
You're headed into a busy week, and we'll certainly be talking about concerts. We've got the Glacier Symphony's fourth Masterworks series concerts coming up, Winter's New World. It'll be this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And also a special guest coming in. You're doing another one of your symphony soloist spotlights this week. But it's a busy month in general.
Right.
I also noticed that you're bringing a quartet into the Valley. Mm-hmm. You're presenting that. And then you actually have another Masterworks concert about a month from now in March, and bringing in the native flutist R. Carlos Nakai.
That's correct. We're right into the swing of our midwinter, early spring concert. Coming up, we're very excited about this. It's a pretty musically romantic packed concert with music by Mendelssohn, Dvorak, and Grieg. Piano concerto by Grieg will be performed by the wonderful pianist Alon Goldstein. He's Israeli-born, currently resides in New York City, a pianist who was featured 2 years ago at Festival Amadeus, and he was such a hit and such a wonderful person to work with, great musician, that I decided to invite him back. And we came to the conclusion that the Grieg piano concerto would be fantastic to offer in this time of year and something comforting for the audiences. And it's a great piece. I haven't done it in a long time. So that's on the docket with Dvorak's New World Symphony, hence the title of the concert.
Well, that's really the title of your season this year too, right?
Song of the Earth, yeah. That's the overarching bridge theme, if you will, which is great for our March concert. As you mentioned, we're bringing in the wonderful artist R. Carlos Nakai, who is the great practitioner of the Native American cedar flute, and that'll be a really fascinating concert. We're looking forward to that. It'll be slightly smaller orchestra, which is good. It's a little bit more intimate type of a concert, but it'll be great to work with R. Carlos on that concert weekend, which would be the weekend of March 15th, so essentially a week from this coming weekend.
And you've got the Cascade Quartet coming in to do a chamber concert as well. That's Friday the 28th of February. But
right.
Mostly we're talking about this coming week, a busy week. Once again, Alon Goldstein will be doing a symphony soloist spotlight. Talk about what you do. You bring an artist in and get them in a more intimate setting, right?
What we do is our symphony concerts are Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon, so we bring the artist in a couple of days early and have him do this preview concert. It's sort of a information about the artist and a mini recital, if you will, in a kind of a small space, and people can have wine and some snacks and interact with the artist and ask them questions. And it's been very popular, and it's a really cool way of getting to know these wonderful guest artists that we bring in. So it's been kind of successful.
And that will take place on Thursday this week, February 20th, at the Alpine Lighting Ballroom in Kalispell. Doors open at 7 for socializing. Music begins at 7:30. You can get information on all these events we're talking about today at the Glacier Symphony website. It's gscmusic.org, or call 407-7000. I was doing some reading about Alon Goldstein, the musician you're bringing in, and of course have had in the Valley, as you mentioned, with Festival Amadeus. Recently, a number of things happened. He's got a new recording out. He's been soloing, of course, with orchestras in various settings around. Soloed with the Chicago Symphony last summer, and numerous festivals. Seems like quite an up-and-coming talent.
Right. He's quite amazing. He was a protege of Leon Fleischer, so he's very strongly rooted in great piano artistic tradition. He really brings all that artistry to the stage. And he's a very, very generous person to be around, and quite wonderful for our Montana audiences who love extraordinary talent and warm human beings. That's a great combination for Montana.
Well, you've described this concert coming up on the weekend as an intro to some of the magnificent music of the Romantic era. I think this is going to be one of those concerts where you're going to get to do some wonderful virtuosic music, but you're also going to do something that people probably have been somewhat familiar with. And a really great concert, if you don't go to the symphony regularly, this would be a wonderful one to come to, don't you think?
Absolutely, as you're suggesting. A great introduction, because Dvorak's Ninth Symphony from the New World, which he composed in the United States in the late 1890s, is one of the entry works, really, for coming to appreciate and enjoy symphonic music. It's one of the top 10 pieces that's performed, certainly, in the American symphonic repertoire. So it's one of these easy piece that has a lot of great, great melodies and a lot of vibrant rhythms, so it's a lot of catchy tunes in the works, and yet at the same time it has its intricacies and really shows the orchestra in all its depth. So great work. I never get tired of doing it because there's always something new to do inside of the piece and slightly different modifications and tempos and releases of the dramatic moments in the parts, and so it always has something to offer.
Well, rounding out music of Grieg and, of course, the Dvorak Symphony as well, you have other works on the program?
We have the Hebrides Overture by Mendelssohn, which is another popular work from the repertoire. Of course, Mendelssohn is great, and this overture, along with A Midsummer Night's Dream Overture, is probably his two famous concert overtures, and this one was composed to give the feelings of the wonderful Hebrides Islands off the coast of Scotland. So it has its own little unique drama encased within its framework, and it's really a great piece.
It's certainly an example, I would think, thinking about these three pieces, of composers using music to showcase place.
Absolutely. That's certainly true with the Dvorak. And it's funny that that work, the Ninth Symphony, along with his cello concerto, were both conceived when he was in the United States, the few years that he was living here in the late 1890s. So that's interesting that his inspiration, either coming from being here in the United States or else being homesick for his Czech lands, the combination of those two probably made him dig deep and write some great works for the orchestra, as well as his American quartet and a few other things that are taken from his own repertoire.
We're talking today about the Glacier Symphony's busy week. The concerts, Winter's New World, will be performed on the weekend, Saturday the 22nd at 7:30 p.m., Sunday the 23rd at 3 o'clock, both performances held at Flathead High Performance Hall in Kalispell. There's also the special event on Thursday the 20th. It's an opportunity they call the Symphony Soloist Spotlight. It'll be at the Alpine Lighting Ballroom in Kalispell. Music begins at 7:30 p.m. Doors open for socializing a bit earlier for that one as well. And if you'd like more details on these events or other up-and-coming things with the Glacier Symphony Orchestra, it's gscmusic.org or 407-7000. I've been talking today with John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.